Why do some people get rich and others don't? I think that question can be answered from the diagram known as the cash flow quadrant. You'll find the cash flow quadrant in your workbook, which is included as part of this program. My rich dad said there was four different types of people in business: the E, the S, the B, and the I. E stands for employee, S stands for self-employed or small business, B stands for big business or business owner, and I stands for investor. So the answer, why do some people make more money than others, can be found in the cash flow quadrant. Before answering the question more specifically, let's get into the different people found in the quadrant. On the left side of the cash flow quadrant is the E and the S, which stands for employee and self-employed or small business owner. On the right side of the quadrant is the B and the I, which stands for business owner or big business, and I for investor. In other words, if your cash flow comes from a job, or in America, W-2, then you're an employee. If your income comes primarily from your investments, for example, my wife and I, we're I quadrant simply because right now most of our income comes from investments. So that's how I know I am, is where the cash flow comes from. If you're self-employed and you can't stop working, then you're obviously self-employed. And a B quadrant business owner is somebody who has a business but can leave it at will and the income still continues to come in. So what determines which quadrant you're in is very simply, from which quadrant does your cash flow come from? And that's why it's called the cash flow quadrant. So if you're on the left side, you're on the E and the S, and the right side, you're the B or the I. The cash flow pattern of a poor person, most of their income comes from a job. The money comes in and goes out the expense column, money in and money out. The cash flow pattern of a middle class person also comes from a job. Money comes in, but because they have better credit history, they have lots of things called liabilities. The reason you know something's a liability is because a liability will also show up on the expense side of the financial statement. So money comes in, the liabilities then trigger a monthly payment, and the money flows out the expense column again. What makes the rich rich is they have cash flow that doesn't come from a job. It actually comes from the asset column. For example, my wife and I own businesses and real estate and stocks. So the reason we don't have to work is the cash flow flows out of our asset column into our income column, and it's income from our assets that pays off our expenses. That's why we're financially free today. My rich dad said, if you're going to be a business owner, the B quadrant person, you had to be able to understand the four people found in the world of business. In other words, he says, you can tell an employee by simply listening to their words. So an employee will always say, I'm looking for a safe, secure job. Is the moment you hear that, you know that the quadrant they come from, or their core values or their belief system comes from, is from the, what they call the employee mindset. The highest value for the E quadrant is security. In other words, what drives them sometimes is fear or uncertainty. They don't like it, so they seek security as a response. The S quadrant, which is the self-employed or small business owner, he said you can always tell that person because their words are different. Their words go, I'm going to charge you $100 per hour, or my commission is 6%, or I'll get to it next week. I don't have time this week because I'm all tied up. The value of an S or a small business owner is independence, or they don't trust other people. Their theme song is Nobody Does It Better, or Frank Sinatra's song I Did It My Way. You can often tell an S quadrant person because in their minds, they're legends. I'm the best. Like, I go to my chiropractor, and in his mind, he's the best chiropractor in the world. I go across the street, and he says, nah, you shouldn't go to him because I'm the best in the world. So oftentimes, the S stands for highly specialized also. It also stands for very smart, because in the S quadrant, you'll find the smartest people from school. That's where you find the doctors, accountants, attorneys, engineers. That's what else it stands for. It also stands for solo. They like to do things on their own. So they're a completely different breed of cat. The S quadrant, in my opinion, is the riskiest simply because they have very little safety nets under them. For example, a friend of mine is a consultant. He lives in the mountains of Colorado. He was driving home one night with his Land Rover. It slid off the road. He was in the hospital for 6 months. That meant his family had no income coming in. He had lots of liabilities. On top of that, the government taxes the S quadrant much harder than the B quadrant. So the S quadrant not only has employees to deal with, have themselves to deal with, they have the government to deal with, but all of their income is oftentimes predicated upon their production. So that's why S can also stand for the most satisfying. You know, people say, I really love my work. I love being a consultant, or I love being a doctor. But also S stands for the less secure. The thing my rich dad always said, you need to mind your own business. Sometimes the problem with being on the E and the S side is you spend the vast amount of your working hours minding somebody else's business. Your boss's job is not to make you rich. That's your job. The rich will always give people money for the asset, whereas the E and the S thinks that money is the asset. The B quadrant investor knows that the business is the asset, not the money. So they'll always pay somebody. For instance, I'll always pay my employees, and I'll always pay my specialists, my accountants and attorneys, money. But I'll pay them to build my asset. And that asset is more important than the money. So the E and the S side oftentimes values money more than assets. So my rich dad said, if you're going to be a business owner, you had to really quickly understand these types of people. A business owner is looking for something different. A business owner is looking for a system. In other words, McDonald's is a brilliant system of producing hamburgers. There's a lot of small business owners who have hamburger shops, but they don't have a system for producing the hamburger. And an investor, what investors generally do, they invest in B quadrant businesses. They very rarely invest in an employee or a small business. The reason doctors' practices oftentimes don't fetch the high prices like an internet company will fetch is because a doctor's practice is often only purchasable by another doctor. So the market is very limited. So my rich dad said, if you wanted to be very, very rich, this is one of the lessons why some people make more than other people, is that the richest people in the world generally come from the B quadrant. I think it's about 80% is a rough number. When you look at the Rockefellers, the Fords, the Mellons, the Bill Gates, the Michael Dells, they come from the B quadrant. Even Warren Buffett, America's richest investor, actually comes from the B quadrant, same as George Soros. What they did is they made a business, a B, out of their core competency, which is investing. The difference between E and S and the B is a word called leverage. The S business owner cannot afford to leave or stop working. In other words, my rich dad said, you know you're a B quadrant business owner if you can leave your business for a year or more and come back and find the business more profitable and running better without you. That is one of the big keys between a B business owner and an S business owner. The S business owner, if they stop working, very often their income stops also. So as my rich dad said, if you're in the E quadrant, an employee, you have a job. An S quadrant business owner owns a job, and that's the difference. What a B quadrant or a big business person has, they own a system. And when people are talking about high tech today, always remember that Starbucks Coffee created a business system, a B quadrant business around a cup of coffee, and they became a billion-dollar company also. So it is not necessarily high tech. It's a different way of looking at it. The I quadrant or the investor, this is the hard part for most people. I quadrant people generally only invest in B quadrant. So the reason a lot of times E's and S's are not good investors is because they really do not understand the B quadrant. You look at Microsoft is a B quadrant business, where Joe's Computer Repair Shop is an S quadrant business. An investor would rarely invest in a computer consultant, but they'll invest all day long in Microsoft. So a person who is putting money into a mutual fund is not really an investor. All it is a form of investment. They're really savers. In the I quadrant, an investor will say, what's my return on investment, also known as ROI? So the point I'm making here is that between the E, the S, the B, and the I, if a person really wants to become rich, they really need to fully assess their core competencies. In other words, if you're an employee making $50,000 a year, the chances are harder for you to become rich because from the E quadrant, the taxes are the highest. Whereas in the B quadrant, if you work really hard, you can expand or leverage out your time faster than other people. The people in the E and the S quadrant, the reason they have a harder time, not that you can't become very wealthy from the E and the S, you can, but very few do, is because for them, time is money. In other words, a dentist can only work on so many people per day. An employee only has so many hours in a day. So the key word in there is leverage. How much leverage or how much bang for your buck or time can you get? The E and the S are limited. And ironically, the tax laws are written against the E and the S. The best quadrants to get rich in are the B quadrant. You have the most leverage and the most favorable tax laws. Many times people call me up and they say, well, I formed my corporation so I can avoid taxes. That's illegal. The point I want to make here is this. If you do something strictly to avoid taxes, that's called tax evasion. Many people get in trouble because they're trying to avoid taxes. The only way you can use tax laws in your favor is you have to want to be rich. The way the tax laws are written, tax laws are written in favor of people who want to be rich, not in favor of people who want to avoid taxes. So if you form a corporation strictly to avoid taxes, that would be illegal. You'd best have the best legal counsel advice possible because for many people, they operate in gray areas here and I don't want anybody getting in trouble. So the reason the people on the right side of the quadrant pay less in taxes goes back again to my favorite subject, which is financial literacy. If you can read a financial statement, you'll see why the people on the left pay more taxes than people on the right. And it goes to a very simple thing called income statement and balance sheet. For the employee, their first line item expense is taxes. For the B quadrant person, their last line item expense is taxes. In other words, employees pay taxes first, business owners pay taxes last. In other words, business owner will spend everything they possibly can and then pay their taxes on what's left. In other words, they have a start of $1,000. They may spend $800 in expenses, and they'll pay taxes only $200. An employee, let's say they make the same $1,000, they're taxed on the $1,000. So the basis, employee is taxed on $1,000, a business owner is taxed on only $200. The tax laws are written in favor of those who want to be rich because the government needs capitalists. They give me a tax breaks because I build houses for people or I start businesses which creates jobs. So the tax laws are written in favor of capitalism and against those who play it secure. So tax laws and tax breaks and tax loopholes are written for the rich and against everybody else. If you can understand that, you can make a big change in your life. Rich Dad said, what you want is freedom, which means you don't want to be attached to anything. That you operate, not that there's no fear, but you operate without needing anybody or anything to take care of you. And so a big difference between the employee and the self-employed side is the need for security. And the B and the I side, the business owner and the investor side, is the need for freedom. And I've always chosen freedom. The reason my rich dad explained the cash flow quadrant to me was this. He said, if you're happy being an employee or you're happy being self-employed and it fulfills everything you want, then stay there. But as we spoke earlier, we're now in the change from industrial age to information age, and many people are wondering why things may not be working for them. A difference could be in your core values. In other words, if your core value is security, like an employee, it might be very difficult to shift over to the B or the I side. If your core value as an S or self-employed is independence, trusting other people as a team in the B side or trusting a financial advisor could be a very difficult process. So the reason I wrote the cash flow quadrant was for people to examine themselves, examine their core values, and decide whether or not making those core value changes are worth making. The path to financial freedom has never been easier. Today, we have people becoming billionaires in less than 18 months. And it's due to the information age, or as I said, the difference between the Berlin Wall and the World Wide Web. What needs to change first are the core values and the technological mental skills to make the shift over. So for me, I would say it was pretty difficult because I had industrial age ideas, and making the shift was a hard process because I thought like an old person. Today, it's never been easier if you'll just change your thinking. If security and comfort are very, very high values, the transition may be difficult. Yet it can be done. It starts with education. For instance, on the B and the I side, I learned different things, things that are not taught in school. One of the reasons I think my educational products have been successful is that I bring to the masses of people and have made very simple the information and the education required to be a business owner and investor. For example, when we talk about financial literacy, the reason that most small businesses fail, I think it's 95% fail within the first 5 years, is very simply because the average small business owner, even though they went to a good school, was never taught how to read a financial statement, much less understand the laws. And that's why so many of them fail. In the markets, as far as investors go, 8 out of 10 investors don't make money. Now, it doesn't mean they lose money. It means they just sort of break even. I've had friends who make money one day, and just like at Las Vegas, they give it back the next. So they just break even. And the reason for that is they've really not been taught basic financial literacy, tax law, and corporate law. It is no longer appropriate just to be E, S, B, or I. I think it is more important that we as individuals seek knowledge, wisdom, and skills in all four quadrants, especially when the world is changing so quickly. If you'll refer to the print component of this program, you will see in there the diagrams of an income statement and a balance sheet. You will also see the cash flow patterns of the poor, the middle class, and the rich. By studying the different cash flow patterns of the rich, the poor, and middle class, you may begin to understand what causes some people to be rich, poor, and the middle class. And a lot of times people say, well, I'd rather be rich than happy, or I'd rather be happy than rich. And that comes from a point of view of scarcity. In other words, they think they have to choose between being rich or happy, or rich and loving what you do. I think Yogi Berra said it best. He says, when you come to a fork in the road, take it. So my whole reason for doing this program is to have people expand their thinking. Why not be rich and happy?
This is the end of side two. Please fast forward the tape to the end to cue up side one for your next listening.